that in to the first episode before it was transmitted to the general public. And then Andrew, I'd seen Andrew in a marvellous play called Habeas Corpus, and he had just made me laugh till I hurt. And I realised how good he was at physical comedy. And so I got him, and this just touched something in him, because he's so quiet. He's immensely thoughtful, extraordinarily kind man, very considerate, and that rather quiet, almost introverted. And then you put that moustache on him, and it goes, ding! And this energy explodes, and it's you know, something just comes through that you don't normally see. But one of the points I was trying to make with Manuel was not that Manuel was some kind of an idiot or something. That wasn't it at all. What annoyed me when I went into a lot of British hotels and restaurants, particularly one particular chain of steakhouses, is that almost nobody there spoke any English at all. So that the chances of you getting what you ordered were about 1 in 6. And I knew what that was about. That was not about the fact that foreigners were stupid. It was about the fact the owners were not prepared to pay proper salaries. So they got people who were desperate for any kind of work. They did not bother to train them. They did not bother to make sure that they could speak English properly. And that was the fundamental joke about Basil and Manuel, because Manuel is one of the sweetest people. You know, he